can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Friends of Mrs. Fixit. Mrs. Fixit is heading up a movement to fix the disastrous direction our country is headed. Help save our country, save our state. Join the movement at MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us. Okay, we are now down to 8 minutes and change, or 8 hours, to the end of Title 42. What is going to happen? We're going to get into that in our next hour with Ronnie Najaro. He is the State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. He was with us on our trip to the southern border just 2 weeks ago today. We were all down at the Rio Grande River looking off into Mexico. It was an eye-opening experience. Here's what I don't understand, and maybe somebody can help me with this. We'll get some calls maybe in our next hour. This whole notion that the border is open, the border is closed. Alejandro Mayorkas had a news conference today and said essentially the same thing. The border is not open. In fact, the exact opposite is happening. The implication is that it's closed, but it's really not. All you got to do, this is what I don't understand. All these people in the Biden administration have to do is take a look at Fox News coverage, especially today, because they got the what they call the Fox flight team, the drones. They are up and running, and all you got to do is watch this. Now we've got Texas DPS is sending, the Department of Public Safety is sending up the National Guard to protect the borders of Texas and Mexico. My question is, what are we doing to get Mexico to help us? And the answer is nothing, nada. Stay where you are. Coming up, Heidi Kasama will join us from Carson City, Assemblywoman District 2. We'll talk about what's going on week 14 of the Nevada legislature. Stay with us. Lots more to do on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Discount Gun Source is family-owned and operated since 2012. Conveniently located at 4555 South Fort Apache Road between Flamingo and Tropicana, right behind Fanco. At DGS, we offer the best customer service and prices in Las Vegas. Visit DGSVegas.com to view our firearm and ammo inventory. Discount Gun Source is the only gun store in the Valley that updates and posts their inventory with pricing on their website daily. Call us at 702-947-0925 or visit us today to enjoy the DGS experience.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. House Government Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says uncovered information shows that there were financial dealings between China and the Biden family.
In March, the committee released its first bank records memorandum that showed a Biden associate, Rob Walker, used his company to funnel money from the Chinese to various Biden family members. Democrats dismissed the evidence, even though it was based on bank records directly from the bank.
Comer says the president has been less than forthcoming with the American people. The investigation found that the Biden family received more than $10 million from foreign nationals while Joe Biden was vice president. Also at townhall.com, President Biden took his debt ceiling message on the road today, one day after meeting with top lawmakers. Greg Cluxton has more.
Even before yesterday's Oval Office meeting took place, the White House announced plans for the president to travel to Westchester County, New York, and criticize the House Republican bill that would raise the debt ceiling but also make spending cuts.
This is going to hurt American families. It's going to hurt our economy.
The president is visiting a congressional district he won in 2020, but that is now represented by a Republican. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Missouri lawmakers have sent the Republican governor legislation to ban transgender girls and women from playing on female sports teams from kindergarten through college, both at public and private schools. In health news, federal health advisors recommending that a decades-old birth control pill be sold without a prescription. The vote by the FDA panel paves the way for what could be the first birth control pill available over the counter. A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow was down 30 points, but the Nasdaq gained 126. More at townhall.com.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything. Food, gas, clothing. But life insurance, which thanks to inflation you need now more than ever, actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. Call SelectQuote now and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right, get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-507-2266. That's 1-800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-507-2266.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III officially pleaded guilty in the fatal DUI crash which killed 23-year-old Tina Tenter. He faces 3 to 10 years in a Nevada state prison. The 24-year-old appeared in Clark County District Court today. He pleaded guilty to one count of DUI resulting in death and one count of a misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter. His official sentencing is set for August 9th. Until then, he will remain under house arrest under the supervision of electronic devices, which will detect alcohol and monitor his location. The Oakland A's have moved their Las Vegas stadium plans, entering into an agreement to build their $1.5 billion ballpark where the Tropicana Las Vegas now stands. The plan agreed to with Bally's Corporation, the owner of the Tropicana, calls for the well-known hotel casino to be demolished to make way for a 30,000-seat stadium on 9 of the 35 acres. Bally's would have the option to develop the remaining land. In moving the ballpark site, the A's are reducing the public funding that they want. Remember, originally they wanted $500 million to build the stadium. Now they say they only need $395 million.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Heavy volumes on the 15 right now, northbound at Hacienda, southbound at Spring Mountain. Moderate flows on the 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. And watch for injury accidents. Harmon at Eastern, Cheyenne at Marion, and Durango at Pebble.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Wednesday. Good to have you with us. Joining us now, and I'm always happy to have her on, Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman, District 2. Heidi, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know you're real, real busy. Give us your sense of what's going on week 14.
Week 14, yes, we are here now. And what I can say, you're certainly starting to feel a little bit difference in the halls now. We are getting towards the end. It's going to start to be crunch time. I would say that we've been certainly, you know, hearing policies and maybe some of the policy and bills that aren't quite as contentious as what we start to see coming through more now. Some of the bills that we've heard also in policy committees are making their way to Ways and Means. I'm on the Ways and Means Committee, which is the Finance Committee. And so now it's starting to really dig in as far as what will be funded, what will be heard to be funded. And you can see more and more the chasm growing between the Democrats and the Republicans of what we should be doing for our state. I wholeheartedly feel that
we are, there we go, their
you know, announcement as to expected revenues for next year. So you see the fight over the money. I completely agree with the governor as to we need to put some of that into the rainy day fund and actually increase the rainy day fund, which is kind of our savings account. As a state, we have gone through far too many ups and downs. Those of us that have lived, I've lived here now for 20 years. We've seen the cycles that, unfortunately, this state has been subject to. And we know, and, you know, when the pandemic hit, you know, we drained our rainy day fund. And, you know, we've certainly had to tap into that other times. If you think, you know, back just into the, you know, 2009, 2010, you know, the serious times we had in our state then. And so I'm a full believer in, as I personally do, you have to put some money aside to save for when those emergencies come up. And so I agree with the governor there. And I feel like what we're really starting to see here is a shopping spree from the Democrats just looking to spend money on so many things. And I believe we should always keep it focused truly on, you know, our schools and our health.
I want to ask you, because the Democrats had a news conference a week ago today where they essentially said they didn't want to hear anything from the Republicans on election integrity, school choice, or fiscally conservative budget plans. How did you read the Democrat message last week?
Well, you know, I think they're completely becoming removed from the population. Because, for example, with voter ID laws, we have 77% of Nevadans, all Nevadans support passing a voter ID law. You have to show voter ID for, your ID, your drivers, your ID cards for so many things, purchase cigarettes or alcohol or, you know, I mean, you know, it's just a basic thing, and that is not a hard ask. And for them to dig their heels on this and they call it a non-starter, they won't even discuss it. So I think that's very disingenuous on their part when we have 77% of Nevadans that are supporting that. And then certainly, you know, where they are, we have just continued, and we've talked about this before, we've continued year after year failing in our schools for our children. And to not, you know, embrace and support the governor's AB 400, which is a great piece of legislation that is, you know, has Read by Three initiative. We have, you know, we only have, you know, about a third of our kids are reading at third grade level. It's outrageous. We should all be protesting. And so, you know, to not even, you know, to just go along the same way, saying all we need is more money without fundamental changes in how we approach education is a complete failure on their part. I completely agree with the governor's stance that we need to expand school choice and, you know, have opportunities, scholarships. And you know, why is there a proliferation of non-public schools in the state of Nevada? It's because the public schools are not doing their job. And it isn't just funding. And there's a lot of different, I think, core issues we have to look at. What are some of the ways we're teaching our children? I had some bills on curriculum and better ways of teaching for reading, and I couldn't even get a hearing on that. So they seem to not focus on our education, but they're focusing on abortion. They're focusing on, you know, liberal voter laws. And I believe they're really missing the mark on what the people of Nevada want.
I want to ask you, Heidi, how long can the Democrats go supporting policies that even their constituency doesn't like? 70% of Nevadans and a majority of Democrats favor AB 400, yet there are Democrats that are going to stand up against this bill.
Well, you know, when you say how long can they continue with that, they're going to continue with that through this session. You know, the governor has the veto power, thank goodness, but they are in the majority. They're going to get some of these things passed. And I think the way that we need Nevadans to have their voice be heard is to, show up at the voting polls and not vote for some of these people. That is always, you know, the action that Nevadans can take is make sure you go and vote for those that are aligned with your views. And make your voice be heard.
I want to ask about AB 330. Is this bill has the support of teachers and Republicans and a bunch of Democrats. Is this bill going to survive? Is this bill going to become law, AB 330?
You know, I certainly hope so. I believe the Democrats, you know, on this bill as well, understand that our teachers are no longer safe in their classroom. I mean, can you think about that? You know, I mean, I didn't even have to think about that when I was young and going to school. And here we are, you know, where this is being a large part of what we need to deal with now in our society. So it's a sad statement, I think, on the breakdown of families, morales. But it is what we're dealing with now. And our teachers, many of them, are frightened to go into their classrooms. I've heard testimony up here in committees where teachers are hurt. You know, I had one teacher testifying her arm was in a sling because, you know, one of the students pushed her against a wall. And, you know, how can you teach education under those, that type of an atmosphere? And the teachers, you know, all of their focus is on, you know, the handful of disruptive kids in the classroom and not for the other 25, let's say, that are ready to be taught and want to learn. And so we have to have much safer environments in our schools. We've got to be tough on discipline. If you in any way, you know, harm a teacher or a student or bullying, you should be expelled immediately. You know, you don't do counseling while they are hurting or bullying people. You remove them from the environment, and then you can do counseling. But that was a complete failed policy that the Democrats passed last session, and we have to correct that. And Governor Lombardo's AB 330 is just a great bill that we need to all support.
Again, Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama joining us from Carson City. She sits on the Commerce and Labor Committee, the Growth and Infrastructure Committee, and Ways and Means. AB 400 I worry about because I don't know that we have the votes to overcome the Dems. And I'll just ask you, is there any negotiation going on right now between the Lombardo administration and the Democrats that maybe we'd get half a loaf, that we'd get, you know, maybe not all of what we asked for in AB 400, but a bunch of it?
Well, you know, that is politics in a nutshell, what you just said. And that's what happens at the end of the session. We have some good bills, parties oppose them, and then you try and negotiate and keep what you can. And that means, unfortunately, sometimes you lose some good parts out of it. But the goal is to retain as much as possible. I'm hopeful. I'm the eternal optimist that we will get as much as possible of that bill to survive.
Want to ask you, all the members get an opportunity to submit bills. Are any of your bills still alive?
Yes, I'm very fortunate. I have four bills that are still alive and that are getting close to being voted on. My very important AB 188, the right to try experimental treatments, that one passed through the assembly, and I'm having a hearing on that next week, so I'm excited to present.
I am curious.
Basically,
go ahead. You dropped out for about 5 seconds.
Oh, sorry. I did a work session on another bill that I have for, it's like consumer protection bill to stop, it's horrible, this company has come into town and really unknowingly to owners of properties putting 40-year listings on their properties. So I have had great response in the Assembly and the Senate on that. That's going to be work sessioned tomorrow. I know that will pass, and I feel confident that that will be passed into law and pass on the Senate side as well. And then I had a bill for mortgage officers to be able to work remotely because prior to COVID, they had to go in their office to take loan applications and meet with people. And we know that they survived under the governor's orders that many businesses could work remotely, and they did that successfully. So this is to pass statute that says that they can continue that practice now. And then I have a voter bill. So we'll see. I'm a Republican. See if I can get a voter bill through. And that just allows people in the real estate industry to – my goal is to clean up the voter rolls because one of the big problems we have, and as everybody has known, you know, all these ballots go out and there aren't people there to accept the ballots and the ballots are thrown away or laying on the, you know, on the sidewalk. And, you know, who are all these people that these ballots are being sent to? Well, a lot of it is – cleaning up the voter rolls. And there's a lot, people don't realize there's a lot of regulations surrounding that, federal regulations and state regulations. So you just can't remove somebody immediately. So my goal is in the real estate industry, since we deal a lot with people moving, right? We have people renting, we have people buying and selling homes, is that for people in the industry can just give them a form so that they can update their address so that we can move that cleaning of the rolls much quicker. So I got that through the assembly. I'm waiting for a hearing in the Senate. It seems to be some resistance on that because, unfortunately, it seems like the Democrats, even if this is what I consider a very common sense bill, it seems like if it has anything to do with a voter and if you're a Republican, they won't hear it. But I got it through the assembly. Of course, that's my house, so I'm trying to get that through the Senate before we reach our next deadline.
I got to ask you, because we always do kind of a good bills, bad bills sort of list. And on the bad bills is Senate Bill 239, the right to die, not the right to try, which is one of yours. But Senate Bill 239, why is this wrong for Nevada?
Well, you know, I personally, you know, I would say for religious reasons are opposed to that. And, you know, I just have concerns with, you have to make sure people are of sound mind. They have family people around them. What about disabled people? You know, I just have a great deal of concern around that. And, you know, that is a bill that will be controversial, and that is coming up for hearings as well now.
Got to ask you, the next major deadline, where's the next milepost as we move towards June 6th and a final adjournment?
So May 19th is our next deadline. That's the committee passage. So that means, you know, the other house that the bills have been introduced to has to come out of their committees by Friday the 19th. If it doesn't, they're dead. And then after that, we have the second house passage, which is May 26th, which means it must pass on the floor of either chamber. And then that, if it doesn't make it there, that's dead as well. And then we're getting close to sine die after that.
Indeed. Heidi, if folks want to reach out to you, whether they live in District 2 or not, because the work you do impacts everybody around the state, if they want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
Please just go to my website, HeidiKasama.com, and you can email me, contact me through that. That's the easiest way, HeidiKasama.com. Look forward to hearing from you. And thank you for all of our citizens that are active, that are engaged in the political process. We need you. Please keep it up.
And by the way, am I right on this, that members do monitor the calls, the positive, the negative calls, that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely.
And
yep,
it can impact how they vote. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if we have a lot of people that are passionate about something and they're testifying, you bet it makes a difference. And we hear that versus a committee where nobody comes and testifies on a bill at all. You know, we certainly notice when people are in the building and they're testifying or they're calling in or emailing, and we appreciate that.
Well, we really appreciate it when you come on. Heidi, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you so much. A pleasure, like always.
Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman District 2, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The CW Las Vegas brings you the story fast.
A police chase ended near the Las Vegas Strip following an armed robbery.
Your weather authority.
Breezes as we wake up tomorrow morning, and then they'll strengthen by late morning.
The CW News at 10.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was